See, this isn't good music.
I can't count over that horn blowing.
Okay, I'm ready.
Cool it. Uno, dos, tres, pick it, babies. Pick it again. Uno, dos, tres, try it again. Somebody's been in the Spanish weeds again. We're gonna try it again, babies. That's gooder. For a bunch of years I play a guitar. I pick and sing in all the nightclubs and bars. And I become an international favorite about as far as the laundromat. People keep calling me, oh, what's his name? So I figured I'd try something different for a change. 'Cause I could tell my career was soaring nowhere pretty fast. Then Mr. Alpert, he came so long, and all I hear is these Mexican horns. And I say to myself, Sonny gone, this cat's come up with a good ideal. An ideal like this is just what I need. But Mr. Alpert, he thought of it before me. So I made up an old proverb, when in debt, steal. Well, first of all, needless to say, I needed a band that could play the same way. And right about here is where all my troubles, they began. 'Cause in Nashville, nearly everybody plays the guitar, which left only one man that I could hire. And all by himself, Boots Randolph ain't big enough to be a band. So in order to get started, I made a few concessions. For instance, there's four members still taking lessons. I finally called Mr. Alpert and asked for a pointer or two. He said, judging from what I hear, we should maybe consider another line of work. He said, no offense intended, but we weren't even getting close enough to get sued. I'm not saying we're using inexperienced musicians, but at first they thought the music stands were TV tables. I'll admit it's far from perfect. I wish it was a little farther away from very bad.
We're happy to have in the studio with us the leader of this.
It's authentic. That's what it's. Authentic Mexican band. That's what we got.
Authentic Mexican band.
I ain't putting you on a pound, baby.
Your name again, then, is,
My name is Herbie Out of It.
Herbie Out of It, huh?
Yeah, I would appreciate it if you just call me Hubie.
Hubie?
Yeah, it prevents a lot of lawsuits that way.
You've been confused at times, then, with another Mexican band, I take it.
Yeah, sometimes they confuse it with another Mexican band. It's pretty profitable, though.
Well, how about your personal appearances,
Well, I tell you. We have a little problem with... We always usually book one day ahead of them.
Oh, I see.
We draw the crowd, and they get a bad time.
Oh, sometimes you get in then on the same day, the same time. Is that correct?
No, it's one day ahead, baby. As long as we can stay one day ahead, we all right.
Then what would you do in a case like that? You would...
We make a ton.
You know, there's something about your accent, Mr. Out of It, that I can't put my finger on it.
Well, I think that's good.
No, really, now, you're not Mexican, really, are you? Confess.
You figured it right out.
Yeah. Exposed you.
No, I just blowed my sombrero in the creek.
What prompted you to decide to do the Mexican?
There was money.
Mm-hmm. How did you get started, actually? How did it all begin?
We had somebody push us off.
Oh, really?
Well, no, actually, the first thing we did, you know, to get a band started when there ain't an overdose of Mexican pickers around. The thing was, we knew that we was going to have to convert a bunch of pickers into a bunch of Mexican buglers.
Oh, I see. Kind of a transformation, then.
Yeah, okay, I'll accept that. We went down to the Nashville jail and we bailed out the cream of the crop. Up here on the right on the lead tambourine is Houston Hare from Murfreesboro. Houston's a gas. He also plays lead gourd for us. I wonder if we could hear it for Houston.
Come here for Houston.
That was it for Houston. And, right there by Houston is Arnold Farms.
Arnold Farms.
You remember him. He plays second tuber. Actually, he's pretty versatile. Kate, he's a combo man. He drives a car, too. Hooks up for you, Harley. I wonder if we could hear just a small one for him.
Go ahead for Arnold.
And right next to Arnold, last but not least, over here on the left, is Goat Simmons.
Goat Simmons.
He's our percussionist. That's Goat there on drums and pills. We have had a little problem with Goat. Last night, right in the middle of Make the World Go Away, it did.
What happened?
Well, it was fierce, actually. It is kind of pathetic. One of his BBs went off and blowed his hairpiece, plumb out in the third row.
Well, that's a terrible tragedy.
Well, Goat thought so. That's $4 this shot right there. Oh, we could save it. This little old lady, about 85 out there, found just beat it to death with a parasol. By the time we got to it, it looked like a throw rug.
I think we ought to really have a round for Goat.
Oh, at least he's a little down tonight.
Let's hear it for Goat. He's a little depressed. Yeah. I noticed one thing peculiar. Your show costumes don't seem to match up.
You mean the members of the band?
Yeah, the members of the band, the costumes.
It's not a blend.
Not a blend.
Is that obvious, huh?
Yeah, it is to me.
Well, see, we had a little budget problem there to kick things off with. So, we took a couple of rejects from George Jones and got a couple of uniforms from Ernest Tubb, and we sequined them in them.
You redesigned then the uniforms, then, so to speak.
Yeah, so to speak.
Any other particular?
Well, that's the reason we keep Goat on drums, because you never see his back that way, because he's got talk back trembling lips across the back. We had a bad time with that one. We sold everything over that but a Guff All sign, and it just...
Is this your full group?
Just these three pickers?
Yeah, just these three. Is this...
We had a marimba player, and he wouldn't part with that marimba for nothing.
What happened to him?
Well, we was taking a mountain in Colorado Springs, so he is in the U-Haul with his marimba, and we looked back, and he was pulling away from us.
Well, what did you do?
Well, I turned to Goat, and I said, Goat, you might as well take him off payroll. Goat also keeps books.
I see.
I wonder if we could just hear a little applause for our late marimba player. You wouldn't want to hear another selection from our group, would you?
No, I don't
think
so.
That is wonderful. We just happen to have several of them ready at this time. To be putting me on. Did you really expect me to get out there in that rainer and fight a live bull by myself all alone? I'd like to make a good impression, but first of all, I'd like to make a suggestion. Are you sure that there's not an easier, safer way? Nader, you're crazy if you think I'm gonna fight that vicious beast with just this silly little red cape. Anator, you're kidding. I mean, you nut. Don't you realize that I could be gored? I'm all for fair play and sportsmanship, but if I go out there, I'm taking a bazooka instead of a sword. Nader, you are dingy. Listen, I could be critically killed. I can't stand the sight of blood, especially when it's my blood what's being spilled. Anyway, do you realize that after this fight, they'll probably be calling this place the Coward of Go-Go? Not that I'd run, understand. But baby, if I get it, you can bet the scar won't show. Nader, listen. Really, I'm sorry. But I'm afraid this whole thing's a little out of my class. This job calls for courage and bravery, and guess what? I pass. The great matador, El Chicken.
This is Charlie Concarney talking to you now backstage at the bull ring. We're speaking to you now from the Matador's dressing room. Let's move over and interview this particular matador.
Listen, don't move too far.
What is your name, sir?
My name is El Perso.
What is your given name?
That's what they gave me. They just gave me the Percival Kent.
Percival Kent.
Would you accept that?
Yes. And then your arena name?
It's El Perso. Our stage name, our arena name. It changes a lot. Depends on how the fight goes.
Well, how did your career begin, El Perso?
Oh, this whole thing, it just started as a lark.
Oh, really?
There was a bunch of us, we were just sitting around the coffee houses in the village. Just singing folk songs and playing jacks and, you know, just all of that. All those fun things. And the village poet, Ronaldo, he got up and he did a lovely piece called The Bull. Oh.
Sounds interesting.
And of course they had some pictures too on posters on the wall. And this just sort of kicked it off, you know? And we charged down to our nearby store and we just got us a little kit. But it had just everything. It had the bullfighter suit. And it had the cape. and it had these real groovy knee-length sweat socks. Got a runner in one of them, but there's something else. And ballet slippers. They're cute, and they've got a little fluff on the end of them. And, of course, there was a sword was in there, too.
Well, after getting the outfit, did you leave then immediately for Mexico?
Well, not just immediately. Of course, we had to pack, and they packed, and I practiced. I was just caping everything inside, just practice with that cape.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I
made... Stop and practice.
Just stop and practice, go and practice. It didn't make any difference. I made a couple of passes at a Honda. Beautiful passes, too. It just blap right on by, right under a semi.
Missed the cape entirely.
Entirely. Just chalked him up completely. And then we got a Harley. Actually, the only trouble we had was in the truck stop.
The truck? Truck
they
stop.
They thought we were a little weird or something. I don't know. Those big hairy devils are sitting around drinking that coffee and saying,
Yeah, I understand.
So I tried to cape one of them, and it was a beautiful pass. And went right into the cigarette machine.
Otherwise, how was your trip down?
Oh, it's just so-so.
So-so?
Yes, Herschel and I just sat in the back seat and sewed and so. Would you believe the coat alone weighs 85 pounds? He better miss you because you can't move.
Is this your first fight, El Perso?
It certainly is. That's my first fight of any kind. Hate violence. Just can't stand it. In fact, may I confide in you? I'm nervous.
You're nervous?
I'm perspiring. I'd be a lot more nervous, I suppose, if I didn't know it was fixed.
Fixed? The fight is fixed?
I'm telling you, put some bread on it. You can make a ton. We laid a little bread on the bull's manager. It's an old bull, anyway. So he's betting on me.
Gonna really throw it.
He better.
What would be your advice to a young, ambitious, potential bullfighter?
You mean a newcomer to the business? Is that what all those words mean?
Correct, right. Yes, a newcomer. What would you say to him?
Run as fast as you can.
Just keep running.
Yes, and practice gate jumping, fence leaping, and vanishing. farm here in Mexico. And everybody's sure curious about what I grow. All kinds of people drop by, like the cops and the FBI. They say they're looking for something. And I say, well, be my guest. Knock yourself out, Chief. They've walked all around it and still hadn't found it, but they promised me when they did, I'd be the very first one to know. They drive up in front of the house, acting so authoritative and businesslike. But after a couple of hours out in the fields, they're so happy, they walked off and left their car here twice. When they're searching, I ain't allowed out of sight. So I stand around close and smoke my pipe at the time. Stand around laughing, shaking hands, calling one another brother. About a week ago, I heard the smoke. Well, dear hearts, for miles around, there was rejoicing in some of the wildest parties ever throwed. They say it's what's up front that counts, but in my case, it's what's close to the ground. Get under peas. So if the crop on top's a flop, I still got it knocked as long as the cops don't look down. I knew my luck couldn't last forever, and it finally ran out last week. One of them federal guys tripped over a squash and fell face down right into my woods. Well, they plowed up my crop and said I couldn't grow it. Seems there's some kind of law and I broke it. But they're both real nice, even gave me some free advice. They said, you're supposed to reap what you sow, not smoke it.
Mr. Puppy Breath, as your county agent, I want to speak to you about your farms.
I think that'd be a wonderful idea.
Your weed problem is deplorable.
I think it's a gas.
You've let your place go completely to pot.
You've been peeking through my peas.
I hope that you're receiving our latest farming bulletins and techniques and the publications we've been sending you.
As a matter of fact, we burn most of those.
You burn them?
Yeah, oh, they burn good.
You haven't received any of our publications? I mean, you've burned all of them?
Oh, we've received some of them, but some of them's a little weak and out of order. Last week, it dropped 9,000 out of a plane. I think that's pushy. We did have one that I wanted to ask you about.
What was that?
That one last week, I was reading one of them. It's called Up Your Production.
Up Your Production?
Up Your Production with a New Technique. I thought it was a dirty book. We hid it from the kids.
All right. You didn't let them read it.
No. Caught two of them out behind a barn reading it.
I noticed that your farm now here, you have a tremendous spread here. You have twin swimming pools.
True.
A four-story house. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And your neighbors, I don't understand that at all.
We've added a brand new innovation.
A new innovation?
Music.
Music?
That's some of that, we got that out of that bulletin, Up Your Production.
You've used then recorded music, right, in the barnyard?
We tried a record player, see there at first, and that's pretty groovy. But then we put a jukebox in the hen house.
Oh.
And we hit the jackpot with that jukebox.
Then it gave them a greater selection.
Why, certainly, they can pick out what they want.
Their own selection.
Yeah, they'll play B12 or 7, you know. They can just pack out what they want. None of them play A11, of course.
Any favorites?
Yeah, they got Turkey in the Straw. They smoked him out pretty quick, though. And Chicken Reel. And Jersey Bounce pulled the crowd. And we got an old rooster out there that just plays them Connie Smith records over and over.
Oh, really?
Ah. down there to chain him down. But we figured if we could up our techniques in the hen house, we'd move right along to the barn. We tried the same thing there. We put a jukebox out there, but the production didn't increase like we thought.
Oh.
So we're booking live bands in there.
Live bands then in the barn?
Yep. Last week, we had Little Jimmy Chickens.
Little Jimmy Chicken in the barn.
And, of course, we had Chick Acres. But the production has picked up enormously, enormously.
Well, that's wonderful.
I thought so.
Well, is that all then you want me to put on my report?
Tell them in Washington to send us some money.
Into Mexico, I'm sure you probably know just what it is like to go about anywhere with one of them Tijuana cab drivers. You get in and tell him the place, and you can tell by the look on his face that he knows savvy one word you say. So he just smiled and floorboarded it, going about 70 with his head stuck out the window, yelling at the tourist. And you sitting in the back seat, discovering ain't none of them words he's using in your Spanish dictionary. There's one gimmick, and sometimes they try it. They promise to stop the cab if you buy it. You'd be surprised how many cars they sell that way. This is the weirdest band I ever worked with. I can't tell whether I'm two lines ahead or four lines behind. You lay in the floorboard and hope that you'll wind up somewhere close to wherever it was you wanted to go. Of course, he figures he'll stop when he thinks you've had enough. Cabs down there don't have meters. They make more money without them. He figures by now you'd pay at least $500 just to get out. Friends, it's an experience. You won't forget it. It's your life. Get in and bet it. One of them Tijuana cab drivers. They're the official tourist guide. Whatever you want, they'll find. Just tell them what you got on your mind, and oh, they'll take you right to it. They carry souvenirs of all kinds, little funny books you can buy, and picture postcards of all the sights. Just a little something for the folks back home. Just to let them know you weren't thinking. They're guys. Didn't get through customs with them.
Max Mosgrove here. As we all know, the only true way to see Tijuana is through the eyes of a Tijuana taxicab driver. And we're going to speak with one right now. What is your name, sir?
Jose Eldorado Portfolio Mexicali. Rose Tequila. Taco Cantina. Latrina. Purina. ¿Cómo se llama the third?
Just a moment. I'm sorry, I can't accept that.
Would you accept any part of it?
No.
How about a little of it?
No, I'm afraid
would
nothing.
Would you accept the portfolio part?
No.
Nothing, huh?
I don't believe you're Mexican at all. What is your real name?
Actually, my real name is Felton Fratz.
Now that's more like it. Well, of course, accommodations are an important thing for any travel club membership. They must know where they can stay and exactly what accommodations there are.
We got a very nice little place called the El Siesta, been condemned.
The El Siesta.
It ain't too high, about 80 cents a night for a double.
A double for 80 cents? That's
that
marvelous.
That means you and two other couples.
How do the restaurants shape up?
Pretty sick. Actually, we do have some pretty fine places down here. There's the El Rolade.
El Rolade?
Yeah, Spanish is El Rolado.
This is an authentic Mexican food.
Oh, the food is, it's hot, intense. They handle the cold cuts with asbestos gloves. They got a floor show.
Entertainment.
They don't hire entertainers or anything. It's usually the tourists. They bite off one of them hot peppers and they can do a Spanish two-step on one foot.
What are some of the scenic points?
Well, we have a water tower. That's a gathering point. We had this Mexican, got a little juiced. And he fell in it there with a couple of fifths of tequila. And the birds started drinking out of it. And we had some of the wildest swallers going on around here you ever seen. Six of them ganged up on a crop duster.
What do you have to go through to become
qualified,
bona fide cab driver in Tijuana?
Well, now, I've never been bona fide, but I still have a good time. Actually, the qualifications to be a cab driver down here, they're a little more stricter. There's a very rigorous exam, physical.
Oh, a physical examination?
They give you an eye exam, first off. I went into this doctor's office, and he turned the lights out, and he said, you see anything? And I said, nope. And he said, okay. And then, of course, they got the ear exam.
The ear examination, that must be... Of course, you have to hear what's going on.
At least. That way you'll know when you get hit.
Now, this must be something, the ear examination.
Well, the doctor comes in, and he shot a gun off over my head, and he said, do you hear anything? And I said, not now, I don't. He said, did you hear me come in? And I said, yeah, and he said, well, you okay anyway? And then he hit my knee with a tar tool. Checking reflexes.
Well, what happened?
Well, he should have told me what he was doing, because I hit him with a bumper jack.
I know that there must be something more than a physical involved in becoming an experienced Tijuana cab driver. Do they insist on past experience?
Well, they'd appreciate it if you know how to drive. It ain't absolutely necessary. But, you know, if you got a lot of references and the credentials, like I did 4 years on the circuit with Lucky Bumper Jack and his car circus, drove a 37 Chevy through a fire hoop.
Yeah, it's dangerous. Any harrowing experiences with Lucky?
No, not with Lucky himself. About the only really thing that stands out was some clod washed my car in kerosene one night when before I went through the burning hood. Looked like a walking Zippo. And there's some other, you know, qualifications, experiences. I did 2 years in stock cars and figure eight races.
Mm-hmm.
Drove a Jeep in Korea.
Right. What do you think possibly was the telling thing that got you the job as a Tijuana cab driver?
Well, up until that point, it was, you know, just kind of wishy-washy. I didn't know if I had the job or not, but I think the clincher was when they found out that I'd driven the bus for George Jones for 2 years.
Got you the job.